Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Some of us still really. I know the phone lines were on fire a couple of days ago about this Iraq situation and sending more troops, but there's confusion about the troops. These are training troops. Ellen, what's been the reverb in Washington on this?
Well, the issue is, of course, there's one question the press is not asking, and as far as I know, Congress has not asked out loud. They've certainly asked, probably asked it behind the scenes, is how many contractors are coming. Because usually it's a one-to-one, but it can be a lot more, particularly if they want to hide their expenses. So that's what we don't know. We also know the Iraqis are complaining bitterly that they don't need training personnel, they need arms. And yeah, I'm sure we're trying to get it to them, but it's kind of like one of those Iran-Contra deals. Nobody's talking about how we're getting it to them or where we're getting it to them from.
Yeah, and there's some Democrats, actually, and obviously Republicans, who don't like this whole idea. Either they think there's not enough going on or they think it's too much. And the arms situation that you mentioned, that, hey, Congress hasn't voted for war. So this is a real sticking point, isn't it?
It's very much a sticking point. And the other issue is that if you even send, let's assume you double the amount of contractors and you have 1,200 troops there between contractors and actual military troops, we had over 100,000 people, and Iraq does not belong to us these days. It belongs to ISIS. So how is 1,200 people and no arms going to make a difference?
Yeah, there you go. That is the question. We'll talk about that a little more tonight. How about this trade vote? Supposedly the House is going to have a vote on Friday. Also, it's contentious.
Very much so. So as of Thursday, which is today, we know that they have a count of somewhere between 18 and 20 Democrats and a little under 200 Republicans. They need 218 people to vote for this. There are two bills. One is this fast-track authority, which means there's no amendments, et cetera, and it's exactly the same bill that was sent over by the Senate. They don't want to amend it. There's a second bill, which would cost something like $700 billion, that's with a B, dollars. And that bill takes money from Medicare to pay for retraining. Well, if you're putting almost $1 trillion, $700 billion, to retraining, how good could this partnership be?
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll see where all those chips fall on that one. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So you heard what Ellen was talking about there. I think the big news, politically speaking, still continues to be trade, trade, trade. And whether it's the fast track, as she described it, or this pulling back and forth between the Democrats and the Republicans, nothing new there, certainly. But that big vote is supposed to take place on Friday, so we'll see which way this goes once the vote happens. And it's kind of in the air because there's no definite, and the vote count, there's no definite passage for it. So it's pretty interesting stuff, for sure. In the meantime, coming up on this Hour of America Tonight, we're going to zig and zag, as we always do, in a couple of different directions. Really, really excited about one of the directions that we're going to go in, and that includes a conversation with Iron E. Singleton. If you are fans of The Walking Dead, if you saw the movie The Blind Side, you remember the drug dealer in The Blind Side, Iron E. was that guy. He's the actor who portrayed him, and he grew up in a pretty rough and tumble area in Georgia, and he talks about that. He's got a new book coming out where he talks about what it was like and then waiting for that overnight success, which took 15 years. People sometimes think they see an actor and they sometimes think that that it's easy. And he talks about what it was like, a lot of ramen noodles and other things that he had to do to get through that time period, especially with the family. So can't wait for that. Iron E. Singleton, Spread the Word, that's coming up next on ATN. And plus, as we swing into a weekend and we go through a weekend, we have our cheap movie review coming up in another hour of the show. I've gotten a lot of emails lately from some of you who say you're anxious to go to the movies, but you can't decide what to go and see because all of it looks a little cheesy to you. I got that one from Joe in Illinois today. And, you know, it's true. There's a weird rash of films right now. So we're kind of in that in-between period where some of the bigger releases are coming out and a couple of the other action films already dropped. But there's at least one movie, I think, at the theaters right now that would be worth seeing if you're into comedies. And we previewed it last week, and I think a bunch of you saw it because I got a few reviews. And when we go to the mailbag, we'll go to some of those reviews. And the movie, I'll just give you a hint. The actor in the movie couldn't be more popular now. The initials MM. MM. There's my hint. There's my hint for you. And do what you want with that. But a lot of people obviously interested in seeing some comedies and some decent comedies for sure. All right, how about this? This, to me, we're going to talk about the killers who are on the run. They're getting closer, tracked from a gas station into the woods, the concern in Vermont. But this is concerning, and I don't know how many people are talking about this. How about the U.S. and Russia coming within 10 feet of each other, meaning aircraft, 10 feet over the Black Sea? Can you imagine if there had been a collision? Can you imagine that? I mean, and think about it. How does that happen with the systems and the radar that we have, especially for these fighter jets? But a Russian fighter jet at massive high speed, that close to a U.S. Air Force reconnaissance aircraft in international airspace over the Black Sea. And this happened last month. It just started to leak out now. The Russian jet flew alongside the plane at about the same altitude, then broke off, then shadowed the plane before dipping away. This happened on the weekend after Memorial Day, so May 30th. And the U.S. aircraft took evasive maneuvers, right, trying to get away, and did exactly that, but they came so close, within 10 feet. Man, that is crazy. I mean, the U.S. Navy even took the unusual step of releasing video of the Russian Su-24, that's the plane, flying past the right side of the guided missile destroyer at the USS Ross in the Black Sea. The video is crazy. And they distributed the video to make clear that the planes and the ship had a routine encounter, because they didn't want people to think that when you say 10 feet and you talk about the maneuvers, the Russian reports made it sound like we were encroaching on them. It shows a warplane approaching from the distance, then quickly zooming past the boat. That's what we've got on tape. And the Russian aircraft wasn't armed, supposedly. That's what our defense people are saying. My pal in the Pentagon told me about this. Crazy. Now it's in wide release. The video is wild. All right, Close Encounters of a Different Sort. Coming up on the flip side, you don't want to miss this conversation with Iron E. Rock on and stay with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Yeah, you can keep that stuff. You can keep the plan.
I was a huge fan and still am a huge fan of The Walking Dead, and no lie, one of my favorite characters was T-Dog. You're not going to believe this. In our virtual green room, we have the man, yes, Iron E. Singleton. You know him, you love him as T-Dog. He's been in a ton of other things, too. And remember him from Blindside. Remember what who he played on the Blindside? He was the drug dealer that scared me to death when I saw him on the screen. And probably Sandra Bullock, too. She was already running in the opposite direction. He's got a book out called Blindsided by the Walking Dead. I love it. Iron E. Singleton, thanks so much for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Kate. I really appreciate that. And thank you for that compliment. I think, Sandra Bullock gave me the same compliment. She said I scared her there a bit with the character Alton I played. Yeah, so I appreciate it.
And that was a huge breakthrough for you. So when you got that call, and did you have to go on an audition, and what happened with the whole Blindside thing?
I did. I auditioned, and it took about a month for them to call me back. And of course, I was on pins and needles, because that was the movie that opened the door for me. That is the movie that told Hollywood I exist. So when I auditioned, I knew I knocked it out the park. But you know, it boils down to physicality, and you know, if you have the right look, you have the right size. So I was just hoping everything would just kind of line up in my favor, and it was a tumultuous, to say the least, a month for me, 3 weeks to a month of waiting, I guess. But once I got that call, I was ecstatic, Kate. I said, I have to call my wife, oh my God. And I called her, and she was at work, and she worked for the state at the time, and she just, well, she kept it on the inside, but she imploded, put it like that, and she left work early, and she came home, and we celebrated. It was incredible.
Wow. Wow. And so, you know, it's tough, isn't it? I mean, you had to have been struggling, and I'm sure you talk about it in the book, and we're going to go into that in a second. But you try businesses, you're going after small roles. How tough is it, all that rejection and just trying to get that break?
Tough is a minor statement. That's an understatement right there. It's several years of ramen noodles and canned tuna and Vienna sausages, you name it. So I'd worked for 15 years in the industry before I got that break. Exactly. So I studied theater at the University of Georgia, and I was expecting that big things would happen immediately after graduating. I would go to L.A. and things would just happen. It just didn't happen that way, and I have to say that to aspiring actors. It just may not happen in the time you want it to happen, but in God's time. So continue at it. Stay at it. Don't ever give up, but you have to be passionate about it. Don't get into it for the money. So 15 years of that, doing community theater, low-budget indie movies, and then it finally happened because I was getting paid crumbs for those projects.
Oh, yeah, I bet. And then you get the role of T-Dog on The Walking Dead, and I mean, that's an international super mega hit. When that happened to you, did you realize when you were on the set, did all of you realize, hey, this is going to really take off or no?
W-O-W, wow is the word I have to use to describe that experience, and no, I did not see that coming. Neither of us saw it coming. Nobody saw it coming. We were just working another job. We're like, oh man, this is cool, you know. We're on the set, get to work and meet new friends, and that was my thought, and hopefully it'll get picked up, because we shot the pilot. And we're like, hopefully, we shot a six-episode pilot, so Frank Darabont has that kind of pull. He's a legend in the industry, so when we did that, we're like, well, hopefully they'll pick up for another season. And when we premiered to 6 million plus, we knew that we had something special.
So and all those years that you were on The Walking Dead, then all of a sudden people also start to recognize you, because I would imagine people knew who you were, because it was such a beloved show and still is.
Oh, of course. I had several people to start recognizing me. People started recognizing me after The Blind Side, because it was nominated for an Oscar, and Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for it.
Yeah.
So after that, people would recognize me, but then you'd have to multiply that times 100 or 1,000 once The Walking Dead aired, because people recognized me in other parts of the world. You know, in Europe and in, you know, all over, and in Canada, South America, just different places. So it's great.
And so your book is called, and I said this at the top, Blindsided by the Walking Dead. And tell me what it was like writing the book and what it's about.
It was an amazing journey. It pretty much coincides with my writing the stage play, because it was a stage play that was entitled Irony the Resurrected. And it details my life story, growing up destitute, living in a housing project in Atlanta, Georgia, and having my mom, a tumultuous relationship with my mother, a less than steady, stable foundation with my mother. She was an alcoholic, and she was addicted to crack. And I didn't have a relationship with my father, and my brother going left, so to speak, and with me going right after her death, because she died from HIV complications when I was in high school. And so it details that journey, and from me getting out of there, going to the University of Georgia where I played football, and go dogs, and studying theater, and then finally getting out of there and going 15 years, 10 years hardcore trying to get an opportunity in Hollywood, and finally that Blindside moment came. And that's what I detail in both the stage play, which later became Blindside of the Walking Dead because of the title of the book. And it was an amazing journey writing, you know, writing the book and just putting it all together as well.
So you go in one direction, your brother goes in the other direction, and then after really pushing, and then you finally get that break and you make it. What's the relationship like with the brother?
I love him, but I love him from afar, because you know, there are times, because he, you know, he's been in and out of jail for the past 20 plus years. When my mother died, it seemed as though that was an opportunity for him to soak, you know, in all of his sorrow and pain and grief. And I had the same sorrow, pain, and grief. I used it to inspire me, and I didn't want to let my mother's death be in vain. So So it inspired me to get out there, to work hard, and so that I could create a better life, not just for me and my family, but also so that I could inspire humanity. And, you know, I had that vision when I was a little kid. God told me that my job was to inspire humanity and to leave a great mark here on this earth, you know, before I die. My brother, again, like I said, I see him occasionally at family events, and I love him. We love each other. We have a great relationship, but I'm just not connected to that world anymore, and anything connected to that world, I choose to keep it at a distance. You understand what I'm saying, Kate?
Yeah, absolutely. So we fast forward now to what you're doing, and you talk about you know doing the stage play and all of that. What are you doing right now?
I'm actually performing my one-man show, Blindside of the Walking Dead, in Orlando in a couple of weeks, and I'm traveling with the Walker Stalker Convention. So wherever they go, our goal is to perform the show there and eventually launch our own independent tour and take it abroad also, because, you know, we feel, when I say we, I mean me and my manager, who believes so very strongly in it, that the world needs to see the play and the world needs to see the book. I'm constantly promoting the book. I have book signings lined up in Orlando. So everybody just needs to read it, because it's a big dose of inspiration for anybody going through anything, anybody that's experienced struggle, pain, tragedy, sorrow, anybody that needs to be empowered. You name it, it's in the book, it's in the stage play, and people need to go out and get the book and come see the show when it's at a theater near you.
All right, I'm going to go see that show, and I'm telling everybody, pick up that book right now. Again, Blindsided by the Walking Dead, Iron E. Singleton, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on. I love you. I love all of your listeners. And y'all take care, and let's love each other, respect each other.
I love it. Thanks, Iron E.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.
Wow, what terrific stuff. Inspirational. So you could tell the guy is so authentic. You know, that's my thing. I say this all the time on America Tonight, talking about his mother and what he went through as a kid, how his brother went in the opposite direction. And then you remember T-Dog, seriously, I mean, he's one of my favorite characters. That is great, a great piece of acting. And I think with his castmates, that's part of the reason why The Walking Dead really took off and put zombies on the map. I mean, there's been this resurgence of interest in zombies and zombie movies, and that the way The Walking Dead was written and, again, beautifully acted, and he was a T-Dog for so many years on that show. And isn't it interesting that the break that probably many of you remember how menacing he was as the drug dealer. He was the thug who was on the streets, who was there in the blind side and trying to stop Michael Orr, in a sense, to try to keep him in the life in his role in that movie. And just great stuff. So shows you how tough it is to make it 15 years, you heard him. So pick up the book, Blindsided by The Walking Dead, Iron E. Singleton. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I know noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
La la la, yo, boy, yeah, yeah, ha. What's trending? What's trending? Stand up from the crowd, cause I never was blending. You gotta mix it up, message trending. Right about now, you get the vibes I'm sending. What's trending? What's trending?
So check it out. Yeah, what is, in fact, trending in the 140 character world? Well, a ton is trending, always. That's why news breaks so often. So many things happen where somebody immediately, you've heard this, if you're not somebody who tweets, you've heard this before, that they heard it as they tweeted it out. They tweeted it out. So Orange is the New Black is back, and that's that popular Netflix prison show. Timely, isn't it, with these two escapees? Although these are women. And it's a sensational, wild hit on Netflix, always up for a bunch of awards, just a couple years old. So here's some of what's being said about that. Slate said every single time an OITNB actor was on Law and Order in one great supercut. And then they show it. They show where they were all in these episodes, which was pretty interesting. Then there's one from Nicole who says, binge watching the new Orange is the New Black season. Then Marcus says, I hope this isn't the end of Nikki, who's a popular character, hashtag OITNB. And the reason I'm giving you this is because millions of people are throwing in their two cents about Orange is the New Black. How about this? Emily says, I promise this is the only OITNB thing I will post, and it's not a spoiler, but oh man, Piper is annoying. She is the main character, kind of the preppy blonde that inexcusably ended up in the slammer. In case you're interested in what does that mean. So Orange is the New Black getting making a lot of noise on Twitter. All right, how about this? NBA Finals, because we had the Golden State Warriors blowing out the Cleveland Cavaliers. And so this is what the NBA Finals tags said in the 140-character world. It went like this. This one from The Sauce. Man, nothing like those first couple of games. This one not quite as entertaining. How about this? The Warriors strike back in Game 4. That one from SoCal Smith. Here's one from Yahoo Sports. Here's how LeBron James recovers after every NBA Finals. And then they have a shot of him looking like he's just completely exhausted. Then we have one from Tony who says, now that the NBA Finals are 2-2, who do you think wins the whole thing after Game 4? I think the Warriors figure out the Cavs. They win. And then here's one from just NBA history. Despite the Cavs' loss, Mozgov dominated inside to the tune of a career best 28 points. 28 points. Saying something. And Super Sport says the Warriors route the Cavs 103-82 to level the NBA Finals at 2 wins each. Amy says don't let the NBA Finals pendulum whack you in the head as it swings back in the other direction. Final show of the week coming up next. This one from Jamie, the things I do to get to the NBA Finals now. This one, what a performance on both ends of the floor. And again, millions of people tweeting things about the game, so it becomes big news on Twitter if you have that many people who are, you know, who are tweeting about it. That's why people care, obviously, about the finals. That's why they're, you know, getting millions of eyeballs on the tube, and that's why people are tweeting about it. All right, here's another one that over 89,000 tweets about this one. And this one was about the credibility of the NAACP leader, Rachel Dozal. And what they're referring to here is, again, things that were coming out about what's, you know, things that have been happening. This is the best account of the Rachel Dozal story I could find. That was from Terry Starr. This was, let's see. This one, it says hashtag Rachel Dozal, hashtag, of course, then sends you in that direction. The story of a woman who might be posing as a black woman. So there's been a lot of internet buzz on that. Here's this one. I wish I could have fun with this. Hashtag wrong skin. Hashtag Rachel Dozal. But I mostly want to fall asleep and never wake up. How about this? Here's one from Girl Melin who says, it's funny how Rachel Dozal can be an individual, but if she was brown/black, she would represent an entire race, community, history. And then another one here from Kim who says, don't talk to me about how Rachel Dozal understood and knew the black struggle when she could pick and choose when to be black. Then there's one from Azari who says, meanwhile, there are actual black people being killed for actually being black at Rachel Dozal. How about that? Then you see this. Let's see. Because there were so many of them. This Rachel Dolezal thing is the legit reverse of Dave Chappelle's Clayton Bigsby. How about that? Interesting. So then this one, I see it. It's the transphobic hyper-conservatives who are capping for Rachel Dolezal. And what a lovely pairing that would be. Wow. So again, a ton of people are commenting on the story. That's why it's called trending, because people are curious about, you know, about the story, and they're chiming in about it. Another one that's also getting a lot of play is, of course, Brian Williams. And Brian Williams, part of that has to do with whether or not he's going to be coming back to NBC in the anchor desk. And the and maybe there's a connection. It's interesting in talking about that. What is it, the controversy that pulls in somebody to pay attention? So like the Rachel Dolezal thing is, what's swirling around her is that she is a very prominent civil rights activist. And you have family members who are taking a chunk out of her credibility. So some of what I read, some of what you heard, because you only have 140 characters to do it, what they're saying is that the local leader of the NAACP has been falsely portraying herself as black for years. So, of course, that's a huge topic, and a huge topic nationally because of some of the things that, you know, that she's been saying. And, you know, she avoided answering questions directly about her race and her ethnic background, saying she felt like she owed her executive committee a conversation before engaging in a broader discussion with the community about what she described as multi-layered issues. She says that that question is not as easy as it seems. She was contacted at Eastern Washington University, where she's a part-time professor in the African Studies program. And again, this goes to that there's a lot of complexities, and I don't know what anyone would understand. So that goes back to this reference to studies tracing the origins of, she says, human life to Africa, and we're all from the African continent. But here's the problem. She's credited with re-energizing the Spokane chapter, which, of course, we're on a fabulous station there, KSBN, of the NAACP, but she also serves as chairwoman of the city's Office of Police Ombudsman Commission, where she identified herself there as white, black, and American Indian in her application for the volunteer appointment, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, again, there you go. And the reason is because some of the things that have been said, the controversy over family members' allegations and things about, you know, her background. And here she is, somebody who is being looked at and questioned as to what that is. Her mother says that her family's ancestry is Czech, Swedish, and German. So how about that? And says that they do have some faint traces of Native American heritage as well. It's, you know, and then people are asking about birth certificates and all that kind of stuff. So there you go. Like I said, in the whole ombudsman thing, she identified herself as having several ethnic origins. Boom. And, you know, that's it. But others are accusing her of disguising herself, wrapping herself up into things that she is not. All right, hang with us as we close down the hour. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Feed money. attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Come on, Maddie. Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see the stars.
Cowboy heroes, cops and robbers, glamorous stripes, bigger than life. Sitting in the darkness.
Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie Cooper.
To the movies, my friends. If you go to the movies, remember you can do a cheap movie review. Just give me a line or two. Send it to America Tonight. Tell us whether you liked it or not. And if you liked it or didn't like it, perhaps you steer us in one direction or another. But I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. So the first movie that we're kicking around is a big one. It's going to be a box office smash. I guarantee it. There certainly are enough kids that'll go and see it, and kids that'll get dropped off that are teenagers to probably go and see it, and probably parents as well. It's called Jurassic World.
It's not about control.
Stand down. It's a relationship. Based on respect. These animals are thinking, I gotta eat. I'm gonna hunt. I gotta... You gotta be able to relate to at least one of those things.
Every time we've unveiled a new attraction, it's attending a fight.
That was awesome!
Corporate felt genetic modification would up the wow factor.
They're dinosaurs. Wow enough. She was designed to be bigger than the T-Rex.
What happened to the sibling?
She ate it. We have an asset out of containment. What is that?
It's a tracking implant. She clawed it out.
How would it know to do that?
She remembered where they put it in.
Oh, God.
She's killing for sport.
You got 20,000 people. You got no more boats. You don't have enough guns.
If we do this, we do this my way.
We got eyes on target.
Light it up!
Something's wrong. They're communicating.
We're talking about an animal here.
A highly intelligent animal.
This is the fourth Jurassic in the series. It's a science fiction kind of thing, obviously. You know that. 124 minutes. Chris Pratt is in it. He's a big star now. And Bryce Dallas Howard, Ron Howard's daughter, also one of the stars in it. Like I said, it's definitely going to find its audience. You have to be into the whole Jurassic thing. And I don't believe it's going to be anything like the first one, even the second one. So it's a little bit of a different twist. The second movie we're looking at is a movie called The Wolf Pack.
I always like metaphorically described our childhood as like him being the landowner and us the people who work on the land.
My parents didn't encourage us to communicate with society, so we were kind of shut off. Always lived in this apartment.
In the summer, there was more chance of us getting out. Sometimes we go out once a year.
This is like 3D, man.
It's very fresh out here.
And at one particular year, we never got out at all.
So movies opened up another world. If I didn't have movies, life would be pretty boring.
This outfit is made out of cereal boxes and yoga mats.
We didn't make any friends. We were homeschooled. I did everything I could to escape my world.
But then I thought, why don't we do those shows? It makes me feel like I'm living, sort of, because it's kind of magical.
I remember being very scared of going out into the world.
He thinks there's somebody following us. I guarantee there's somebody following us.
My father, his system was just like a ticking bomb. What did he expect when all of us become of age? We're still going to do things his way?
I don't think our father knew we had it in us. I guess he always saw us as the little boys who couldn't. And then we transformed into the boys who can.
All right, it's a documentary. It's about six boys and their sister who hardly were ever allowed out of their apartment in New York City. Wolfpack. So it's the true story of the eccentric upbringing that this family had, and just some of the things that they encountered once they kind of escaped in a sense. They were trapped in a Lower East Side apartment under the power of their father, who, by the way, was the only person who had a key. Wow. We move from that documentary, which I think is getting a lot of buzz, to this one, Madame Bovary.
Please, God, let him be the right one.
Must find solace in the bed, never the doctor.
What is it, madame?
I imagined that this would be the happiest time in my life.
Ah, Emma, you've joined us at last.
He's the last romantic left in all of France.
I have a gift for you.
When I was a child, I had a map like this. Every night I would close my eyes, imagining myself in a carriage, passing all the busy people.
I think of nothing but you.
I'm married.
Madame Bovary, just as everyone said, simply beautiful. You really mustn't worry about credit. I can give you some if need be. Madame Bovary, I suppose. You are blessed, my dear doctor.
One's duty is to feel what is great, to cherish the beautiful, not accept the conventions of society.
Each moment you do not possess what you love is a moment not spent in love. And a heart without love is a heart without a voice. Your debt has become quite formidable. It must begin today.
This was not meant to be. Who was that?
The bailiff.
You made me believe that you loved me.
Did you think that would be your supplier and your banker until the end of time, just for the love of God?
You are a wretch! Take me away, I beg you.
There you go. That's a wrap, folks. Madame Bovary, rated R. A pretty long movie, 118 minutes. A heavy, heavy drama. We know the book, don't we? If you go to the movies, review it. Send it to me, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.